It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 23. September 22nd, 2063. San Francisco, Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 6:30 p.m. local time. This is really delicious, Louise said with a satisfied smile as she lowered her fork. Elle glanced up from her plate and smiled back. It sure is. Thank you for asking the chef to make my favorite, Louise said shyly. She was very appreciative of Elle taking the time to have dinner together tonight. It couldn't have been easy with everything that was happening. Oh, Elle muttered, her cheeks reddening. You didn't ask, Louise said, her voice catching in her throat. Sorry, Elle stuttered, her gray eyes beginning to fill with fear. It's all right, Louise chuckled, waving it away for Elle's sake. Yet her chest felt heavy with the sadness that seemed to follow her around everywhere these days. I'm really grateful that we get to spend this time together, Elle said, reaching across the table to grab Louise's hand. I've really missed you today. Louise entwined her fingers with Elle's. I've missed you too. She ruminated on how grueling the day had been. She yearned to tell Elle about it, but she knew that she couldn't. That would bring them back to the place she was fervently trying to avoid. Louise's team had come into the office after taking a break at home. Their debriefing meeting had been incredibly uncomfortable as the team wasn't allowed to share much with Louise. To make matters worse, one of the men had even remarked on how awkward all of this was. It had taken every ounce of Louise's strength not to get up and rush to the bathroom for a good cry. But somehow, she had managed to stay put. Instead, she had steered the conversation towards something productive, what they should do next about the server park. Despite feeling humiliated for most of the day, Louise had promised to herself she would not bring up the situation with Elle. She didn't want to ruin their time together. If she were honest about how she was feeling, they might get into an argument. Now, as they looked at each other for a moment, Louise thought that Elle would ask about her day. It would be hard to lie if she did. Louise felt like all her emotions were bottled up inside her, ready to burst out at the slightest opportunity. But Elle didn't ask. Instead, she took another bite of the potatoes, averting her gaze back to her plate. Louise cleared her throat and focused on the food, too. Her heart ached for the conversations they used to have in which the words flowed freely. After a minute, Louise looked up again and saw that Elle was staring at her food without touching it. Louise frowned, unsure if Elle was feeling the same way she did or if they were in different places altogether. Louise suddenly thought of the date they were supposed to have soon. It was too early to expect more details from Elle. She still had the situation with the scientists to deal with, Louise assumed. But wasn't there always something going on? busy day again tomorrow? Elle nodded before making eye contact with Louise. Yeah, I have to leave very early again. Oh, Louise said, unable to mask her disappointment. How early? Elle's gaze saddened. I'm sorry, this thing is still going on and... It's all right, Louise said quickly. I understand. Thanks, Elle said, grimacing. She shook her head a little as if trying to shake something off. Hey, she continued as she grabbed Louise's hand again. How about I give you a massage later? I'd love that, Louise said, feeling elated and heartbroken at the same time. She wanted to be touched by Elle so badly that it hurt. She craved the closeness that had eluded them for some time now. Her whole body ached for it. I'll get out the oil and set up some candles, Elle smiled. Wonderful, Louise nodded. Her throat was so tight that she gave up on eating. I love you so much, Elle said quietly. Louise met her lover's sad gray eyes. I love you, she replied, blinking. With everything I have. Louise saw that Elle's eyes were glistening as she smiled. She pulled Elle's fingers to her lips and kissed them. I really did miss you today, she said. She wanted to tell Elle about all the days she had missed her, but she didn't. I miss you too, Elle replied. She hesitated for a moment and then suddenly stood up, walking over to Louise and wrapping her arms around her with a heavy sigh. Much to Louise's surprise, Elle buried her face in Louise's neck and sobbed. Hey, Louise said worriedly, pulling Elle onto her lap and wrapping her arms tightly around her. It's all going to be okay. We'll get through this, she said, even as she briefly reflected on not knowing what they were dealing with. How then could she make such a promise that they would get through it?
I don't know what I did to deserve you,
Elle sobbed. Louise frowned and nuzzled Elle's wet cheek. Are you kidding me? I'm the lucky one here.
I feel like I failed you,
Elle sobbed louder. What? Never, Louise said emphatically, her lips pressing Elle's forehead repeatedly. Where is all this coming from? Elle inhaled a deep, shaky breath. Tears streamed down her face as she locked eyes with Louise. Louise's breath caught as she observed so much love, but also such pain in Elle's gaze. She ran her thumb tenderly over Elle's cheek. Baby, we're all right, she whispered and kissed Elle. We'll be all right. And for the first time in a long while, Louise truly did believe they would be all right in the end. September 22nd, 2063. Safe House, Forest, Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 6:30 p.m. local time. Michelle pulled at her tank top in an effort to stop the itching. She couldn't wait to get out of the smelly clothes, although she was now used to it and could no longer smell herself. She still picked up Jade's scent, though. She tried not to, because every time she did, a rush of heat would course through her body. It was annoying, although not entirely unpleasant. It had been a while since Michelle had felt her body respond in such a way. She had kept her distance from Jade after they'd had to hand over their tablets again. They still had a long evening and night ahead of them before traveling back to the pod. There was no point in making it harder than necessary. Michelle wiped her cheek on her shoulder and nodded to herself. She had always prided herself on being very disciplined and congratulated herself on it now. But then suddenly, she realized her own foolishness. A sense of shame made her chest tighten as she reprimanded herself. She was in rebel territory, captured by her mortal enemy, and rather than coming up with her next steps to gain the upper hand, she was proud of herself for not jumping her fellow prisoner. I need to talk to you, Jade suddenly spoke up. Michelle looked up, her cheeks flushing. Jade had been very quiet too, and that had suited Michelle just fine. She had noticed Jade's distress, but purposefully not asked about it to avoid another conversation that was too personal. I want us to be very frank with each other, Jade continued. Michelle's skin prickled. Surely Jade wasn't about to put into words what should be left unspoken. There's no need for that, Michelle started to say. Jade interrupted her, getting up from her chair and walking to the window. My boss ordered me to stop investigating the issue with the battery cells. Michelle's mouth closed in surprise. And she ordered me to keep all of my findings to myself, Jade said, turning around and leaning against the windowsill. You mean, Michelle said, her mind struggling to catch up. You mean you're not allowed to share anything with me? Not with anyone, and especially not you, yes, Jade clarified, folding her arms. It's a little late for that, of course. Did you send your report to your superiors? Michelle frowned. Jade prodded Michelle. The one you typed up in the pod before we lost our connection? Michelle replied, No. Jade nodded, visibly relieved. She scratched a spot on her cheek. Michelle felt as though Jade expected her to explain why she hadn't submitted the report. The truth was that Michelle still hoped to sweep most of the events of this trip under the rug, no matter how unrealistic that seemed. Michelle knew that she should have sent at least a warning to the army about the issues with the power supply, but she told herself that she couldn't alert the army with the rebels spying on them just outside the cabin, and they'd already be back at the base tomorrow. To Michelle's surprise, Jade did not ask why she had not sent in the report. Instead, she startled Michelle with yet another unexpected statement. I don't think we should return to the pod in the morning, she said. What? Michelle replied, shocked. We need to find a way to remain here and get our tablets back so I can investigate the data, Jade said, walking back to the table. You're crazy, was Michelle's instinctual response. Jade picked up the chair and dragged it to the sofa where Michelle sat. Then you are too. What? Michelle scoffed. You want to go into the city, don't you? Jade said, sitting down with her elbows resting on her legs. That's what you told Lucas. That was just to rattle Lucas's cage, Michelle replied. I thought you understood as much. Shaking her head in annoyance, Jade said, Whatever, I need you to stop lying to yourself for a moment. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Michelle asked angrily. Look, Jade said, gripping the edge of the chair she was seated on. Don't you want the chance to get to Lucas? Don't you want some payback? Michelle frowned. An uncomfortable feeling spread in her chest. It was one thing to think these things inside her mind, but quite another to hear Jade say them out loud. We need to get back to the base and figure out the issue with the battery cells, Michelle said hesitantly. You were right about that. There's no point, Jade said, balling her hands into fists. Michelle huffed, growing impatient as well. Hey, keep it together, will you? You're not listening to me, Jade exclaimed, getting up. I am, Michelle retorted, also standing upright. You are telling me that you want to stay here and keep analyzing the data. And you're trying to manipulate me into agreeing with your plan, she added angrily. Jade spun around, her expression shifting from irritation to surprise. A smile slowly spread across her face. You're on to me, Jade said, her grin widening. Michelle huffed angrily. I'm not that stupid, you know? You certainly seemed that stupid before, Jade retorted. You've been acting irrationally ever since we got close to the border, and especially since you got close to Eleanor Lucas. Michelle studied Jade's face as she tried to calm down. The soft lines around Jade's eyes were gone, and the sparkle in them had disappeared too. Michelle didn't know what had brought on this change, but she didn't like it. You said you wanted us to be frank with one another, Michelle finally said, dropping her shoulders. So please be honest and don't try to play games. Jade hesitated for a moment, her gaze still locked onto Michelle's face. All right, she finally said. I'll tell you my plan, but you're not going to like it. This was part 23 of Connection Revealed, I want to thank all the patrons who support my work. Usually I do this by name, every other episode. But to be very honest, I can't this week. I am drained. My grandma's very unwell, so I've been going back and forth. She lives far away. It's emotionally draining, so this is a bit of a, it's a heartfelt thank you, really. Thank you so much, but I gotta keep this short so that I can focus the energy that I do have on creating these episodes for you. So thank you to all patrons, thank you so much, and I'll be back with the next episode as soon as I possibly can. I should have some fun news coming up for patrons, so listen for that in the next episode. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I will see you in the next episode, or in Discord. Bye.